Hello, and welcome back to Postcards from Bosnia. I'm David Bailey, coming to you as always from the quiet valley that I live in the north of the country, nestled very close to the banks of the Vrbas River. And tonight, well, tonight is about listening. Not to the usual birds or barking of dogs or even the whir of distant tractors and cars, which you might hear shortly, but the sound I want to talk about tonight comes from underground. It's just after 8 in the evening and the sun is sinking behind the hilltops of the Kozara National Park, and it turns the sky that gorgeous dusky pink colour that never quite shows up properly on my camera shots. I must do better there. And as the light fades, something magical starts to happen just beneath the soil, and that's the soft rolling, I think it's almost electronic trill, that you can hear at the moment. Those are mole crickets. Up until about 3 years ago, I hadn't paid much attention to them. They're not exactly show-offs. You won't see them hopping around or soaring through the trees. No, mole crickets live quietly underground with strong little forearms like shovels, digging their burrows and going about their business out of sight. A few years ago, while we were doing some work in the garden, I actually dug one up, and I was really, really shocked. They are the most ugliest of things that I've ever seen. But mole crickets come out in the summer evenings of late July, like now, and especially here in the north, where the soil is soft and damp from the River Vrbas. And then they start to sing. And when one sings, another answers, and then another. And before long, the entire area hums with this strange, hypnotic chorus, almost like nature's very own ambient soundtrack. It's the kind of sound you'd miss if you were scrolling on your phone. But if you sit still, like I do outside, possibly with a mug of tea in my hand, and I just listen, it's like a whole concert. And that's what I love about life here. These smaller, quieter things that become the main event. You start to tune into the seasons, not only from the calendar, but what you hear at night. In spring, it's the frogs. In June, it's the nightingales. And now in high summer, it's these shy little crickets singing from their burrows in the dark earth. Not glamorous, but deeply grounding. So tonight, or whenever you're listening to this, whether you're out walking, at the gym, or winding down with a glass of something nice, I just wanted to share this moment from my corner of Bosnia. This podcast isn't about any tourist attraction or a place on the map, but it is part of the rhythm of my life here, the dust chorus from my underground neighbours. If you've enjoyed this little postcard from my Bosnian summer, why not let me know? I'd love to hear what the dusk sounds like where you are. You can drop me a line or even send me a voice message. Just check the link in the show notes or find me wherever you get your podcasts. And if you haven't already, subscribe to Postcards from Bosnia on your favourite podcast app so you never miss an episode. So until next time, stay curious and listen out for what the land has to say to you. And I'll leave you with a little under half an hour of the dusk chorus from Cidacani, the village in northern Bosnia, where I'm sitting at the moment.
Thank you.